Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Mem Simen Yudalet, and we mentioned at the end the Chazanish says that one washes one's hands with a bracha, even for touching becomes mechusim. Now the Mishnah Berurah's opinion on this is very clear on the Bir Halacha over here that one washes Bam Sasura because touching becomes mechusim, one would not make a bracha. I do want to point out, however, that before the meal, Mishnah Berurah seems to support that if a person touched Mechamez Mechusim, that would be enough to make it wash with a bracha. And this is relevant the night of the Seder. So a person washes at the beginning of the Seder, Kadesh Urchatz, so he washes the first time without a bracha for Tavashat Tibula B'mashka for Karpas. Later on, after Magid, we have Rochso, we wash again. So the Bir Halacha there, as well as over here in Hilchos Atil Sedaim, in both places, he raises the question, how can you wash with a bracha if your hands are clean? See, even though you did not make a bracha earlier, it's too late to make a bracha from the first atila, and there's no need to make a second atila because your hands are clean. So he says, maybe a person is Mesir Das. It's hard to say a person is Mesir Das during Magid because he has to keep his hands clean in order to be able to say the Haggadah. So those who argue that there's no halacha of Netilas Yadayim for the purpose of Darshat Tibula B'mashka nowadays, so hold the first Netilah, had no halacha of Netilah. It wasn't the Chayim Netilah. So even my hands are quote-unquote clean, but if I'm washing a Netilah, which I'm a chayiv to wash, I'd make a bracha. But since this is a machlokes, and many poskim, or even the majority of the poskim hold it nowadays, Darshat Tibula B'mashka requires a Netilah, We do not make a bracha in deference to the person which argue, but mikra din, it's mechayiv and atila. So you wash an atila, which you're mechayiv to wash. Your hands are clean. So what do you do? So the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Pesach says preferably a person should take an action which would be mechayiv himself definitely in an atila. An example he gives is touching becomes mechusim in your body. So a person touches the parts of his body which are normally covered, they're considered a mokum, which is mal Isaiah, and therefore it creates a tinuf on the hands, and a person now is mechuyev to wash an atila varai, and therefore he's able to make a bracha. So there the Bir Halacha clearly endorses that touching becomes mechusim before the meal, not during the meal, but before the meal, would be a source of natila with a bracha. He's just saying that in regards to Be'emsa Asura, to say that Be'emsa Asura one should wash because of touching becomes mechusim with the bracha, that's already more debatable. I want to clarify that point. The second thing I want to clarify, touching becomes mechusim, or because there's element of tinuf, the Mishnah Berurah mentions an idea that even if you're not touching becomes mechusim, with begotten which are mal Isaiah, from the parts of the body which and to the point where people will find that me is to touch there, a person should refrain from doing that Be'emsa Asura as well, and that's considered an issue of something which would be me is to the point that people would not want to touch there, so that might be Mechayev and Atilas. A person should refrain from touching those places during the meal. This is relevant. The person has a hat which he's worn for a long time, and then the hat band inside of the hat absorbs a tremendous amount of sweat over the years, and it can be sometimes quite repulsive, to use the word of me as in English, to touch there. So a person should try and refrain from touching that Be'emsa Hasuda or Be'emsa Tefila as well. A person takes off his hat. The person's trying to do it in such a way that he's not touching that part. A person has a no hat, or a person wears his hat only sparingly. He doesn't have this issue. That would be a different point. But a person who wears his hat regularly, especially in the summertime, with a large amount of sweat, that builds up over there, and it becomes a place which is miyus, and a person should refrain from touching that Be'emsa Asura. So as Hashem, and we will move on to Siman Tesva, which deals with the issue of Hesach Hadas. If a person gets distracted during the meal, so at what point do we say the distraction is significant enough that his hands are no longer under Shmira? he's not focused on Shmir on his Yadayim anymore because of the distraction, and therefore he would have to wash again with or without a bracha. And that will be the topic in the next segment. Meanwhile, have a good day.